A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with the man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. This scene that announces the coming birth of the Savior is frequently portrayed in religious art. For example, the Dominican Fra Angelico painted this scene in San Marcos in Florence. It used to be a major priory of the Dominicans, and besides the priests and brothers who lived there, there were novices living at the priory, and Fra Angelico painted scenes like this one in their cells and in the corridors of the priory. In Angelico's painting of the Annunciation, Mary's garments are very neat and her face is tranquil. It's a house setting, and she seems to be sitting outside on in a covered porch, on a simple wooden bench. The angel is majestic, and she is calm. And the artist is portraying a truth that would also encourage Dominicans, students and novices especially, to be studious and quiet and contemplative in their lives, so that the Word of God could take flesh in them. But as you read this gospel from Luke, there are some more human aspects or ordinary aspects of this mystery. They're not so contemplative, some of the details suggested in this passage. You could skip over the simple lines of this story. For instance, what seems like a harmless introduction, that the angel was sent to a town of Galilee called Nazareth. Galilee was a most troublesome region. 90% of the peasants there were poor and oppressed. Galilee was a place of insurrection and nationalism, a people struggling to get out from underneath the yoke of oppression. Galileans were a suspect people. Revolutionary movements started in Galilee. Jesus was a Galilean. And that's the place, Galilee, where God takes flesh. Mary lived in that troubled place. What was she doing, I wonder, before the angel Gabriel came? Well, artists like Fra Angelico and other artists have her seated gracefully and calm, maybe kneeling on the floor in prayer. But what would she have been doing actually? kneading bread, repairing clothes, trying to start a fire to cook on? Had she just come from outside where she had heard some of the rumors of insurrection and the unrest of the people? She was leading a daily Galilean life with all its complexity and turmoil and struggle. The way artists sometimes paint Mary in this scene, or we talk about her, we remove her from our daily lives. There was a prayer we said to Mary when I was a child. I don't remember all of it, but it started this way. Lovely lady dressed in blue, teach us how to pray. It was lovely and simple. But the paintings and prayers like that can remove Mary from the daily lives of, for instance, women and mothers who live such different lives, and lives of people in struggle, people who have questions, unanswered questions. Let's look again more closely at the passage as Luke describes the scene. He says that she was greatly troubled. He says she pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel almost has to jump in to reassure her because she's troubled. Don't be afraid, he says to her. She must have been afraid. The angel has come to this Galilean uneasy world of conflict and struggles. And despite Mary's obvious confusion and doubt at this moment, she doesn't get a personal roadmap of the future to spell out what's going to happen. All her questions and concerns aren't answered. Instead, what she does in response, she makes room for God in her life. Mary and the saints are very much more like us than we sometimes portray them. They're amazingly human. And that's the very place the story suggests that God wants to dwell in our daily lives, in the hearts of ordinary people, people who, despite struggle, can still say yes to God. This feast suggests to us that God wants to enter more fully into our lives and be more present to us. Where? Well, if Galilee's any clue, God wants to take flesh in the struggling parts of our lives, among people who have fears and don't feel very saint-like or calm. Also among people who are pondering, asking questions in their lives about what's going on. God wants to take flesh in our Galilean places. That's where we say yes. And those places we welcome God in, where we can't make it on our own and don't have all the answers, where we face our personal demons and our conflicts, where we have our fears and our anxiety, where we have past hurts that we need to let go of, and present hurts as well. And to those places, we say yes to God, or come, Spirit. We also say yes to God and invite the Spirit in to places where we want to grow beyond present limits, personal confines. And also, God wants to take flesh in us in the places where we struggle to free others who are afraid and have questions and are timid and concerned about the future, people who live outside the circle of the more comfortable, those we want to reach out to. God wants to take flesh in us when we're trying to feed the hungry, comfort the grieving, educate children, where we address poverty. In those Galilean places, God takes flesh in us. With those places in mind and the struggles we have there to help, we say, come Spirit, overshadow us. Mary, the Galilean woman, is our model today. With her, we say yes to God, who wants to join us and has designs for us and for our world. With her, we invite the Holy Spirit to come upon us so that we can have the courage to say yes to God, and that God can once again take flesh in our world.